All right, welcome back. Who's talking? We're talking a lot of hoop tonight. Frank and Hobbo in studio, along with former Cavalier great Terry Gates, who, speaking of undefeated teams, he was on a Cavalier team that was 23-0, as the current Hoos are 17-0, and looking forward to the game on Thursday night against Georgia Tech. So just a good time to be a Hoo these days. Is that right, Mr. Gates?
Well, it's exciting, and what's, you know, heading to, we got two games they're going to be favored in with Georgia Tech and Virginia Tech, and then it gets really interesting. Of course, anytime you play Duke, UNC, now Louisville, if they're 19-0 and start that 8-day stretch, it should be a nice week of for a Virginia fan.
Yeah, you gotta,
win or lose, the fact you're in that situation, you got to that situation, you're going to have a game, or you're going to have a couple games this year where things just don't go your way, and because your offense is somewhat limited, you know, it just may not be your night. No matter what you do, Duke has enough firepower. If they are hot, you know, you may play one of your better games and still walk away with that one with a loss. Louisville has that potential, but you know, playing in JPJ, that shouldn't happen until March 7th when they go back to.
Although it was interesting watching the Duke Louisville game over the weekend. Coach K, of course, he plays a little zone now. He attributes that to Jim Boeheim working with him on the Olympic Games or World University Games or wherever they work together. But the Duke zone against Louisville really proved effective and showed the Cardinals can struggle shooting the ball from the perimeter.
Well, they struggle. They're offensively, they do struggle from time to time. And their best offense sometimes is their defense. And in a game like that against Duke, you know, if you're not scoring, it's tough. So,
and Duke, you know, the interesting thing about that weekend, and we don't even know what time the Duke game is going to be yet on Saturday the 31st. It'll probably be late afternoon or evening. Be interesting. We could be ESPN game day for that game.
And the question is, why is the ACC and ESPN, why are they waiting so long? Apparently there are five games in limbo while they decide on the Duke Virginia game, and they should go ahead and announce. It's going to be a great game.
Well, Duke helped by beating Louisville.
Right.
Yes.
So I think the problem would have been there had Duke lost that game then.
And
okay.
Duke plays Pitt tonight in Cameron. You have to believe Duke's going to win that game. They play St. John's over the weekend, so you got to figure they're going to win the next two. So, I mean, you know, Duke, I see they ranked fifth. They dropped to fifth in the polls. But you would think number two against number five, it can't be too many games being played nationally that would be better than that.
Not when number two potentially is undefeated.
Yes.
That's right.
So, you know, thinking about that for a moment, Virginia holds serve and beats a Georgia Tech team that had a chance to break through against Notre Dame. I saw almost the entire second half of that game, and it's almost like Georgia Tech found a way to hand over that game.
The game in Atlanta or the one in Notre Dame?
The one in Notre Dame. They had that game and had a perfect defense, and they were frustrating Notre Dame. But it seems to me that that's a team that hadn't figured out how to win yet, so they're struggling. Virginia Tech, they had a key player, Van Zegeren, has been suspended for violating some kind of...
The freshman kid, Bibbs, play yesterday, last night because of a concussion, but you have to believe he'll be back this week.
But there, you know, there's a team that has got a lot of new parts and a new coach, and they're trying to figure out, you know, the roles. But Virginia should be able to hold serve in these two games and beat these two teams. And then you've got a Duke team that is probably looking for a little revenge from the ACC tournament, right?
You would think, and you know, all of a sudden, you know, there's no question that Duke has enormous talent. Whether they play defense the way Kay would like them to play because of all the first-year guys, you know, I don't know. But it's an interesting weekend looking to the NCAA tournament where you usually play two games in a 48-hour period. Virginia's going to have Duke on Saturday and then North Carolina Monday night, so it'll be a good test for the Cavaliers to see how quickly they can. And because the Duke game, win or lose, it's an emotional game.
Yes.
So you sort of, either way, you got to get ready to play Monday night, regardless of what happens on Saturday, the 31st of January.
Let's take care of some housekeeping quickly. We want to announce here LeClaire Ryan, player of the game. And it was a close race. Darian Atkins put up a nice stat line, 4 of 8 from the field, 5 rebounds, only 2 personal fouls. two block shots, and he intimidated at least two or three others in 24 minutes. But we must give the nod to London Perentes, the UVA point guard. 3 of 5 from outside, two of four from three-point land. He had 3 rebounds, 8 total points, only 2 personal fouls in 35 minutes, and he had 6 assists. So he is there, LeClaire Ryan, player of the game. We're going to jump to break now. When we come back, we're happy to take calls from any fans. Just call 345-0910. 345-0910, and we'll field your calls. We've got Terry Gates in studio, and the Wahoos are number 2 in the nation still. Stay with us. This is Who's Talking.